At the Monastery Immaculate Conception in the small southern Indiana town of Ferdinand, a bell calls the Sisters of St. Benedict to noon prayer. This church, with its nearly 90-foot-tall vaulted ceiling, is 110 years old, and a quick survey of the sisters gathered in it shows most of them are only a few decades younger.
The average age is 72.
That's Sister Jean Marie Ballard. She's been a member here for 38 years. She says the average age of the sisters has increased over the past few years, and that means there are more medical bills that need to be paid and more time dedicated to caring for the older sisters.
They're members of our community. Of course, we want to take care of them, just like you would want to take care of your grandmother. They have needs, and we're a family.
Congregations like the Sisters of St. Benedict are falling on hard financial times for three main reasons. First, fewer nuns are entering religious life. Younger members used to support their elders, but now, on average, there's fewer than one wage earner for every two retired people. Second, modern medicine is helping nuns live longer, and medical costs are rising. IUPUI sociologist Patricia Whitberg says the third reason is declining enrollments in religious academies.
They use the money that they made from these academies both to support themselves and to teach the poorest children, which was, really their ministry to do. At that time, you have to realize that there was no public school system and there were no high schools.
All this means congregations need more money, and fast. By 2030, the National Religious Retirement Office estimates congregations will have a $10 billion shortfall in their retirement plans. So, sisters in Indiana are finding new sources of income. Two men recently approached the Sisters of St. Benedict and asked if they could use one of their vacant buildings as a brewery. Sister Jean Marie's reaction?
Why not? It's using our buildings. It will draw people to the monastery. Lots of people come to the monastery and enjoy the peacefulness of the setting, and why not share that with them?
The Sisters of St. Benedict are also applying to lease out another one of their vacant buildings to Section 8 housing, but other sisters are still searching for answers.
That renews our spirits, enlivens our commitments.
Members of the Sisters of Providence of St. Mary of the Woods near Terre Haute gather to sing, pray, and celebrate their founder, whose shrine they recently completed. Sitting in the back of the service are several nuns sitting in wheelchairs, a reminder of the medical costs this congregation is incurring. Sister Paula Damiano says here the average age is in the high 70s.
But you'd never know it because people say we don't act our age.
The Sisters of Providence are strong supporters of eco-justice. They maintain gardens and orchards and raise alpacas in their effort for sustainable living. But last year, their concern for their aging sisters led them to explore whether oil drilling on their land would be an option.
We had hoped that drilling for oil would be our nest egg, and in fact, it proved not to be.
The oil company Countrymark tested and decided there wasn't enough oil to drill. Many of the sisters were relieved, but it also left them searching for a solution. But just as the sisters sing during their prayer ceremony, Sister Paula says they'll continue to trust God to provide.
We're women of providence, and so we have always, always relied on providence to carry us through. Mother Theodore said in 1843, "Let us trust in the providence that thus far has never failed us." It's 2014, providence has never failed us. So we're hope-filled, we're trusting. The way is not yet clear, she said. Grope along slowly, be patient, be trustful, do not press matters.
That, she says, is the stance they take. For WFIU News, I'm Gretchen Frazee.